You know, I'd like for us to just kind of be thinking along with our fellow Americans who were surveyed by Pew Research to see how our thoughts line up with these thoughts of our fellow Americans with regards to what we see for America's future, and specifically by the year 2050. All right, so here we go. What about healthcare? You know, when President Obama was working hard to provide for Americans, all Americans, a healthcare program that would provide healthcare and access to healthcare for all. Unfortunately, our Republican politicians who had decided that they were going to do everything in their power to prevent President Obama from being a successful president who did much good for this nation, fought tooth and nail to prevent Americans from being given a good health care program. President Obama let us know that what he and the rest of the Democrats were working on would be the starting point. It would be a strong starting point, but it would be a starting point. One that would be a place where we could say, okay, this is what we have in place now, which is much better than we've had before. But let's tweak this. Let's fine tune it. He made clear that that's what it would be about. When it was finally, when the Democrats finally got a bill to him, because there weren't enough Republicans in the Senate or the House of Representatives to prevent the bill from getting to the president, President Obama signed that bill into law. The Republicans have since continued to fight against it. And the thing is, whereas they had a lot of support from a lot of people who simply listened to them and decided to just flow with them when it came to opposing healthcare access for all Americans and the program that President Obama gave us, the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, people began to benefit from it. Didn't matter whether they were Republicans, Independents, Democrats. Everyone who had the program began to see that by and large, individuals benefited, families benefited, states benefited. Financially, economically, there was benefit. Overall, net benefit. What do we the people say about a healthcare program for all Americans? According to Pew Research's research, the Pew Center's research, a large majority say that healthcare for all would benefit future generations. So the question posed was what the federal government should do to improve the quality of life for future generations, providing high quality, affordable health care to all Americans stands out as the most popular policy prescription. When asked what the federal government should do to improve the quality of life for future generations, roughly two-thirds, 68% of Americans say that providing high-quality, affordable health care to all Americans should be a top priority for government in the future. And again, when asked what the federal government should do to improve the quality of life for future generations, the most popular policy prescription, numero uno, is having the federal government provide high-quality, affordable health care to all Americans. Interesting. Yeah, we have 68%, which of course means almost 70% of Americans. Almost 70% of Americans say that high quality, affordable health care for all Americans is something that Americans should have. It's something that America should have. It is so interesting that so many Americans fought against that during President Obama's presidency and immediately afterwards. But then again, like I said, and this is the reason that some of our politicians, I'm sorry, yeah, some of our politicians were saying, well, listen, we don't want, now that you've signed Obamacare into law, let's hold off on enacting it. They didn't want people to begin to benefit from it because they knew that once people began to benefit from the law, people were going to want to keep the law. And sure enough, now that we've had people benefit from it, and obviously with almost 70% of Americans saying, of all the things the federal government can do to improve quality of life, remember now, because that's important, they weren't saying, they weren't asking, should, at this juncture, the question was not, should the federal government provide high quality, affordable health care to all Americans? That was not the question. At this juncture, the question was simply quality of life. That could include anything. And when asked what the federal government should do to improve the quality of life for future generations, almost 70% of Americans said provide high quality, affordable health care to all Americans. Increase spending on education. 54% say more money for schools should be a top federal government priority in order to improve life for future generations. 49% say the same about national debt, about reducing the national debt. 48% say the same about dealing with climate change. A larger share of Republicans than Democrats prioritize cutting the debt, while just the opposite is true for climate change. Now, this is something that I find very interesting. Oh, by the way, think about that now. The majority of Americans say health care for all should be a top priority. A majority say that money for schools should be a top federal government priority. Think about the decisions that so many of our political leaders make that are designed to pull monies out of the public school system. And keep in mind that most of the people who attend public schools now are people of color. Do you think that's just a coincidence that so many of our politicians, conservative politicians, Republican politicians, want to pull monies out of the public school system, while a majority of the people in the public school system are people of color? Do you think that's just a coincidence? Do you think that's something that the Republicans who keep pushing for pulling more money out of the public school system are just unaware of? This is what I want to point out when we get to this, when we come back. Something that I find very, very interesting. People of color, without question, have a much more difficult time, much greater challenges than the white community in America. And yet, according to the research, minorities are more optimistic than whites about the country's future.